For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. A San Bernardino councilwoman is facing criminal charges for an alleged recording of police department conversations. San Bernardino prosecutors say Councilwoman Treasure Ortiz violated California's privacy law by not asking for consent when she recorded a conversation between her and officers. City officials told KVCR they won't comment further on the legal case. They did comment on Ortiz's separate federal lawsuit against the city, where she alleges police officers illegally access a law enforcement database to investigate her. Ortiz last year said she recorded the conversations as receipts of wrongdoing, but the city says that Ortiz's lawsuit is a misrepresentation of facts. Ortiz did not respond to requests for comment. An advisory for listeners, this news update contains details about an in-custody death. San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a homicide after an inmate was killed by his cellmate at the West Valley Detention Center in Rancho Cucamonga. Deputies say they found 38-year-old Zacarias Joseph Ruiz unconscious in a cell late Monday night with signs of trauma. Jail staff and paramedics attempted life-saving measures, but Ruiz was pronounced dead at a hospital the following day. Investigators say Ruiz had been involved in a physical altercation with his cellmate, 26-year-old Isaiah Mark Bailon. Bailon has since been booked on a murder charge. An autopsy is pending and the investigation remains ongoing. The Riverside Transit Agency is pitching in for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. RTA's board of directors voted unanimously in December to provide bus support to LA Metro during the global tournament. Officials say the World Cup is expected to bring nearly 180,000 visitors to Southern California, and they say the economic impact won't stop at the LA County line. RTA leaders say visitors could stay in Riverside County hotels, dine at local restaurants, and travel throughout the region. During the World Cup, the agency plans to help operate a temporary transit system connecting Orange County and the Inland Empire to SoFi Stadium. RTA already runs regional express routes and says the added service reflects its role in connecting communities during major events. Last year's fires destroyed homes and businesses and critical infrastructure. LA's climate reporter Aaron Stone says that one tiny water company in Altadena is facing a big challenge.
Las Flores Mutual Water Company has about 1,500 customers, and most lost their homes in the Eaton Fire.
So we're basically running the company off of 25% of the revenue that we used to have.
That's John Bednarski, president of Las Flores' board. To keep from going bankrupt, he says the company is proposing charging customers an extra $50 a month for 5 years. They're also looking to consolidate with a neighboring water supplier. Aaron Stone, LAS News.
A federal judge this week refused to block a new Department of Homeland Security policy requiring members of Congress to give a week's notice before visiting immigration detention facilities. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
The judge says her decision was procedural, not a ruling on whether the policy itself is legal. She argues the plaintiff's attorneys used the wrong approach to challenge it. Immigrant rights advocates argue advance notice undermines congressional oversight. Ronda Rios-Kravitz with the Sacramento Immigration Coalition helped close down a Northern California detention center notorious for poor conditions. But she says it took years to close, largely because staff had time to prepare before visits.
And the jail was cleaned up, and there was nothing that could really prove what was happening. And they would interview people that they designated to interview.
Kravitz says that's why lawmakers need to be able to conduct oversight without advance notice. In Sacramento, Democratic Congresswoman Doris Matsui says she was repeatedly denied entry when she tried to make unannounced visits to an ICE facility downtown. Here she is speaking at a press conference following a scheduled September visit.
We all know when we have a dirty house and someone's coming over, we know they're coming, we clean it up. And it looked like that.
In a statement Wednesday, Matsui said conditions inside detention facilities can change by the hour and stressed that unannounced oversight must be allowed. The Department of Homeland Security did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Gerardo Zavala.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.